They must have been followed. That's the thought I returned to after all these years. They must have been tracked as they left the Skyland Lodge and stepped across Skyline Drive, the well-traveled backbone of Virginia's Shenandoah National Park. He, for murderers are almost always he's, must have been prowling Skyland's parking lot and public areas, hoping he'd find the right target. Perhaps he studied the two young women as they lounged in the grass outside the lodge, oblivious as they consulted a map or warmed themselves in the afternoon sun. Maybe he bumped into one of them as she was leaving the restroom or grabbing a drink in the tap room. Something about their countenance and mannerisms must have caught his eye, made him decide he'd found what he had been hunting for. He was calculating and confident. He would have thought little about following the women as they left the lodge area and descended that lonely, overgrown path. He must have felt emboldened once he realized how easy it was to hide there. Spring had come early to Shenandoah Valley. The foliage was so thick, in fact, that days later, searchers looking for the women would repeatedly walk past their hidden campsite without even noticing their brightly colored tent. But not him. He must have hung close, stalking them as they turned off the trail and bushwhacked back to their campsite. The roar of the nearby stream would have masked the sound of his footfall as he drew near. And even if the women had time to scream, he knew no one else would hear them.